Can you imagine if you had beef with somebody and you didn't remember why you didn't like them, but dang, you was like, I got like...
You out here trying to be cool. Yeah, you
like, I remember your face so vividly.
Were we best friends? Yeah,
we were best friends. We had to be. And next thing you know, by the end of it, I knew it was you. It was you. You stole my car.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Man, action.
Scarecrow man. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Have you ever seen a
real life scarecrow?
Yeah.
I have.
I never even heard of it.
A scarecrow?
Oh, have I seen a scarecrow in real life?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, I believe I did.
I never even heard of one.
I thought it was a movie.
You watched The Wiz?
Right.
I thought it was a movie called Real Life Scarecrow.
No. Like, have you seen a scarecrow in real life? I never have. Even driving past like the creepy farms and stuff, I haven't.
Oh, no. Great question.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Sir Breezington.
It's your boy, Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we want to talk about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be family. It could be movies. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations, and we love to bring you guys in on them. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend. Hit the notification bell so you never miss an upload. And yeah, what are we getting into today?
Today the topic is, if you had one wish, what would it be?
If I had one wish, we would be best friends. Love would never end. It would just be king. I sound like it, right?
No. You ain't drinking tea.
Shouldn't be drinking brandy tea.
If I had one wish, is this like my only wish that I'm ever getting? Or is this just like one wish right now and then I can re-up later?
Or because if I'm thinking about Ray J's wish, that was actually like three wishes.
It was a lot. He said a lot of things.
We would be best friends. Love would never end. It would just begin.
I think it was like a fucking run-on sentence.
Yeah. He's trying to cheat. Get more wishes out. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you just had one wish. I don't think it's a recurring thing. You just got one wish.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
World peace. It's like, nah. I mean, I guess that would be like a really good wish, but no, I don't think I'm going to do that one. What would my one wish be? I think that my one wish would be the ability to teleport. That way I could travel without paying for flights.
That's good. I would love that.
Like, honestly, I think that would be it, because the amount of flights that I've been paying for right now is like, this is ridiculous. Okay, this is ridiculous. I think after a certain point, someone should just be like, here's free flights. Like, this little, they'd be
you
like,
you gotta get a car.
Yeah, if I get one of their credit cards. But then I got to keep flying with that airline.
Start your own airline. Solution, man.
I don't want to do that. Just let me be able to teleport.
Or I would say I wouldn't use my wish to start an airline.
Right.
That's not what I would use it for.
I want to teleport. I think that'll be like really good. It'll be advantageous for me. And then I could travel... Like, for all of my life, I could just be, hey, y'all, I just came back from Dubai. Ain't no flight times, okay? I don't gotta wait in line, no TSA. I'm just here.
Mm-hmm.
I could go to Dubai for a day and then come back. I could go to Dubai for a day and then just come back without the flight time. Flight time, 2 seconds. I'm here, I'm gone.
Transportation would be cool. Mine... Oh, you done? My bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I got into it.
I had a question.
Oh, go ahead.
It's yours. Mm-hmm. So, what if, would you still want to teleport if every time you teleported, you forgot the experience that you, like, say you went to Dubai.
That wasn't part of my wish.
The conditions.
Go ahead. The scary. I'm parents. Go ahead.
Went to Dubai.
Yes.
Hey, you went to Dubai for a day to remember everything. You had to fly back, but if you teleported back, you would forget.
Okay.
Yeah, you would forget everything that just happened since the last teleportation.
So I would just teleport there and then fly back.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like I would just on one-way tickets. One-way ticket me, okay? I'll meet y'all there. I'll meet y'all there. I'm gonna fly back with these memories. I think that would be what I would do if that was the case. But I feel like so even if I teleport there, would I forget my memories of home? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. The original question, I didn't want to speak that, so.
Oh.
Alright, so I switched up the question.
Okay. Well.
Because it was like, you lose gigs. I'm going to put it like that. You lose some gigs. I
would just do one way flights back, so I would just be there and just fly back.
I had a stupid one. I was like, what if every time you teleported, you was naked?
What?
Like you like the clothes stayed, but you teleported.
Cause I'm moving too fast.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my clothes.
That would be weird.
Wow. Yeah, it would be.
Would I still teleport?
Teleport into a dressing room.
I think that would have to be like the thing, or I would have to like already. I mean, I gotta buy a house there at that point, so I could just teleport into my house. Like, wherever I'm at, I just gotta have a house. Mm-hmm. So I can teleport into my house and already have clothes. Because I can't carry the clothes with me. Like, if I...
Let's just say, the only thing you're able to teleport is yourself.
It's literally just my body.
Yep.
Yeah, I gotta make sure I have a house.
Sending all your clothes over early.
Nah, because sometimes, like, depending on where you at, you can get arrested for that type of stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be in jail in no foreign country, so...
You can teleport out.
I guess I could teleport out of jail.
There was a naked man in jail. Naked woman in jail. Part of me. Naked woman in jail. It was just, I was thinking about the police calling.
It was a cut.
Y'all get on my nerves.
I didn't say that. He said.
Disrespect.
What I was going to say was, I technically have three one wishes.
He Ray J.
I have one that's a selfish wish, one is like one of your wishes, and then one that's like a world peace-ish wish. If it was for, like, along the lines of yours, I would take flight. Like, I would rather just fly everywhere. Granted, I would hope I wouldn't be flying this, like, slow.
It'd be birds up there.
Yeah, but
it's hard to breathe up there.
I guess when you would fly,
I would get used to it. So
just
I would
like singing.
It'd be cold. I can design a jacket.
The clouds, too. So, like, if it's raining, you can just fly above the clouds.
And it's colder up above the clouds?
Probably.
I don't know what temperature it is, but...
I'd figure it
out. Listen, I go talk to the top designers.
Like, hey, I need them home.
And then just, I probably walk around with a moon suit, but I'd be good. I don't know how cold it would. The highest height I'd probably go is where you would, like, because, people jump out of planes all the time, so, like, it's probably not that cold, but it's probably cold, but... I'll be around that height where they jump out of planes.
There'll be birds up there.
Birds everywhere.
I'll be running into birds.
But my second wish, the one for the world, I'll probably just be able to make it so that everybody had to operate in their gift. Because everybody wins. Everybody wins when... Oh, nobody. I was going to say nobody wins when the family feud, but I couldn't flip it. Everybody wins when they're doing it. And then the very subtle one, I would just want to be 6'3". That's it.
We love a short man.
What if you were 6'3", but you had to lose all your hair? Would you 6'3"
with
6'3"?
The baldy?
Baldy and bald face.
Oh, look,
you Tyrese.
Like, no facial hair,
no head on it.
I work from 6'2". Do I keep my hair?
You don't got no kneecaps.
I walk everywhere like this.
Stick man.
You still do it?
Nah, that sounds painful.
No, I'm talking about the hair.
Oh, the hair.
Those are hair. Yeah. If you got eyebrows, or like a potato.
No, that's not. Eyebrows and eyelashes are the only thing he can keep. Everything gotta go. Beard don't connect. He got a little stubble. That's it. It's just gonna be little patches.
So you better off cutting it bald.
Yeah. So a guy get a fake beard.
He gonna get the lace front beard.
I'm not gonna get the. When I get the lace front.
You gotta think about it.
The beard patches. I seen them where they glue on the little patches.
Yeah. I do the surgery.
Yeah.
Do the surgery. Pay a couple.
They got surgery for that?
Yeah, they got hair replacement surgery for everybody. It's a couple grand.
I never thought about the beard.
Yeah, they just take hair from somewhere else.
You ain't got it on your head?
Pubes.
See, I was about to say, you got one other option. Two other, your armpits or your pubes.
Oh, yeah, musty face.
I mean, I probably just walk around here looking like a thumb, so I think it's good. Come here, yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, okay. And what was your first one again? I had a question.
Yeah. Oh, I was saying, yeah, first, yeah, I can fly. That was the first one.
So, like, what if every time you fly, because I'm trying to think of something like you did to me. What if every time you fly, birds poop on you? That's not a good one. Think of something. Think of something, man.
I had thought one, but it was a bone. I was like, what if I couldn't actually touch the ground? Like, I just
can't land.
Yeah, like I can never land. I never land. But I literally gotta like hover everywhere I'm at. Just.
That would suck. Mm-hmm. But then how do you not fly anymore? Like, you would just always fly.
Yeah, I would always be flying.
I was going to say, what if you got to...
I would be swimming. Yeah. Once they stop swimming, you're dead.
No, they can stop.
They can rest on the seafloor.
Fish stop swimming?
There's fish that lay on the seafloor.
Yeah, if they float to the top, they're dead. But they can stop moving.
Yeah. I was thinking more so about sleeping. I just imagine.
No back support.
You just come in there, you pass me the covers, word. And you just throwing the covers on me floating in the middle of the room.
Wow. That's like raising Dion.
I'm thinking that's like the Sixth Sense.
I was thinking like Dracula.
And the demons.
I was thinking raising Dion.
Oh, right, yeah. It's like, look where he went. Darkness.
I was actually gonna say my original thing, but I didn't think it was good enough. I was like, what if every time you flew somewhere you had to fly into the airport like a plane? You had to land, you had to get like going at like they had to block off one of the lanes for you. Yeah, just like that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I'd just do my superhero landing.
But then, like, you had to wait, just like how planes gotta wait to unload on board.
Wait.
You gotta stand there.
What is he unloading?
Himself. They just made him wait. It's like, this is a procedure. You gotta be here for at least 10 minutes before you can go
inside. That would be trash, but I mean, I'd be all right. Wouldn't have to sit nowhere.
You had to sit in line.
I mean, I'm saying, like, sit in line, yeah, but.
They made you take off on the runway just like the plane, so you had to run, sprint, and then.
Sprint and then fly? That's hilarious. That would be trash. But I still do it, though.
All right, what would your wish be?
Wish, man?
In this current moment, my wish would be to just operate as my highest self. That's it.
Boom! Not him asking for an attainable wish.
What else?
Operate as my highest self.
You already about to do that?
I'm about to say,
that's all I want.
Tell us what you don't want.
Well, don't tell us what you don't want. Only tell us something that you
I wouldn't want to forget anything.
You want to just have a forever memory?
Yeah, that was cool too.
Yeah,
what is it?
Remember everything. So then, even
perfect recall.
Yes, that.
Even.
Her death dangerous. I saw a house.
Yeah.
So even if I, like, unalive and come back, I would want to remember.
Oh, everything. You want to remember everything from other lifetimes, yeah, too.
That's cool. I like that. Mm.
What if, in order to get that, you would also have to have Benjamin Button syndrome?
I'm fine with that. I'll just be getting younger.
All right. What if you had to? What if you remembered everything, but you stayed old with every life? Like you start. You always are
like
old.
Seafood.
You start off 50?
Yeah, like whatever, like, all right, let's say in the first life you was a...
I just pick up where I left off? Or is it like, I remember everything once I hit this certain age?
I have two of them. One, I was going to say, let's say in the first life you were going at like 98. And
I come back at 98.
And then you come back at 98. You remember everything, but you're like, I'm back. I'm somebody else, but I'm 98.
Can I move around like my lumber?
I mean.
You're 98.
You can move around, you lumber, but you're 98.
Like, I just got back here. I'm just 98, so I'll be fine with that. Uh-huh. Like, hey, youngster. I'm gonna be young.
All right, and then
be 98. But y'all say age ain't nothing but a... Ain't nothing.
Until your joints start. the other one, which is, I guess it sounds more morbid, but whatever age you passed in the previous life is the age you come back at.
But, okay, so now...
Ain't that the same thing?
Well, I was saying, like, every life you come back
at 98?
Yeah, 98.
How long do I live at 98?
It varies.
I could be gone tomorrow. How long does it take me to come back?
let's say 5 minutes.
He's
respawning. Oh, you said 2 days?
Yeah.
All right, 2 days. Yeah, you just.
I mean, at least not years.
But you come back as somebody else.
Yeah, you somebody else. You the age. Like, the age that you left off at.
Hopefully it's a good one.
He said, I'm a girl. What is this?
What was the other one? If I come back at the same.
Yeah, you the.
Oh, wherever I left off.
Yeah, like for your very first, like, whatever age you left at, like, that's the age you keep coming back at. You're just different people.
I thought that's what we were just talking about.
Now, before it was, I keep coming back at 98. That would suck.
Be like,
oh, because that was like where he died in the first life. Mm-hmm. So then every other life, you just start at 98. This one is just you picking up at the age you left off at. Okay.
Yeah, everybody got one that's trash. Yeah.
I'm thinking, die young.
I was sitting there like, but it might not be so bad to be Mr. Kneecap, man. So I'll be bald in 6'3".
And you got to walk like, waddling.
No, he the guy that don't got no kneecaps.
You could get a surgery for that, probably. That's wild. I don't know.
Can I keep coming back as myself? Under a different name, different alias?
And keep coming back as yourself. I'm trying to think. Should make it easy for you.
At 98, I wouldn't want to keep coming back.
All right, let's say it's like, see, you keep coming back, but you age up. So, like... Alright, let's say you go at 30, you come back, you're 33.
I'll be traumatized. Like,
you'd be like, I remember everything, but it's like a 3-year gap for every single time you come back.
I wouldn't want to do anything. Cause I'll be like, dang, what if it'll be like, if I pass, then I'm gonna be 38 when I get back. Is it worth it? Like, as it go up, I'm like, I'm 67 now. I'm gonna be 77?
You don't think you would live life a little more adventurously?
once I hit a certain age,
I'm like, said, I'm in the house. he's like, yeah, don't ask me to go outside. Outside. It's taking years of my life going out
there. But it's like, I'm coming back. I know I'm coming back. So it's like, so I'm having, I'll be like, I'll be back. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I'm gonna remember you.
Oh, man. That would be wild. I don't know.
How different, all right, outside of like the coming back at a different age, how different do you think you would live if you knew you knew for a guarantee you was coming back?
Just coming back in general?
Yeah, like just in general.
As a baby?
Yeah.
Do I remember everything? Because if I don't remember, I'm starting all the way over. And it's like,
wait,
I'm trying to do it right this time.
Am I coming back as a baby or I'm coming back where I left off? Or just, you just mean it? Because, like, if it's like a reset button where I'm coming back as a baby, then
I can't remember nothing. I'm like, I wouldn't be excited. It'll be, I don't know. It'll be cool, but I wouldn't be like, I get another chance. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe after, like, the second, third time, I'm like, I'm tired of doing this. I just want to get it right this time.
Yeah, you come back as a baby.
Do I have my memories?
You have half of them.
What half? The latter half?
You have the... just the latter half. So
what if it rotates? Like, the first time you come back, you have the latter half. The second time you come back, you have the first half.
But when I say half, it's like, you remember, you'll get to a point, you'll be like, I remember this, but I can't remember how this ends.
So like, I got amnesia.
Yeah, like, almost like amnesia. Like, it's right there.
It's like life now.
It's like life now. Yeah, I guess it's like, what I come up here for? You get to the bottom of the steps, like,
dang. That's what I was doing in the hair store. I was like,
what did I come in here for?
I was like, Damani, what am I supposed to be buying?
Twisty.
Nah, it wasn't me.
Why am I here?
This podcast is not sponsored by the Bad Wizard 3000.
I don't even think he has a Bad Wizard 3000, but whatever it's called, you know it.
I didn't even get that. Anyways,
I'm thinking for myself, like, it's almost like watching a movie and being like, I know I seen this movie, I don't know how it ends. Sorry, I'm going. Or like being like, going into the, like, I remember this beginning, or I remember the ending, but how did this start?
It's really gonna be like, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, I know you, but
did you used to go to? that's not it. Where you from? Where your grandmama stay?
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if you had beef with somebody and you didn't remember why you didn't like them, but you was like, I got like,
you out here trying to be cool.
Yeah, like, I remember your face so vividly.
Well, we were best friends.
Yeah, we were best friends. We had to be. And next thing you know, by the end of it, I knew it was you. It was you. You stole my car.
I don't know how I would live life. I feel like I would, I don't know. I feel like I might be a little bit more adventurous, like, when I was younger, but also it's like I'm starting over as a baby, so...
Word.
It's not like I'm coming right back.
Because that whole beginning phase must suck, coming back as a baby, and, like, I'm going to say you can't speak yet. You still got to go, like, you remember everything.
So what if you remember everything until you can speak, and then you forget, like...
Oh, once you can speak, you just forget everything? Yeah,
that could be what happens.
I mean, honestly.
Like, now, in real life.
Because we be forgetting the original language.
Like, you ever see
the Goo Gaga?
The Goo Gaga.
Babies be tapped in.
They be talking to each other. Mm-hmm. That's the original language, okay?
You ever see a baby get, like they be acting like they, like, they'll walk, and then they'll act like, they'll notice that you see them, and they'll, I'm not supposed to notice yet.
I don't frequent where babies are.
That's just me. I don't either, but I've seen it happen before. It's like,
you seen the video?
I've seen babies make faces and laugh. I've seen you make faces at babies and then you're like,
I used to do that in church.
Usually you fall.
And their parents just don't even know what's going on. And I'm just back there like, think.
Yeah, I seen babies get caught though. Babies out here walking.
And then they just be like.
And then they like, and somebody was like, I see.
They just
be like,
they be falling so you? Quick. And then they be like,
ah. Like, I'm not supposed to be able to do this yet. Still wasn't supposed to see that.
Like, what?
But that whole phase, like, that's what was happening. That whole phase of being a baby and like, and everybody talking to you in baby talk, they feeding you the mush. Me personally, because of how much I hate mush, I'd be like, yo, just please, please stop.
You don't got no teeth.
I'm like, please, or please
you
don't stop. Got no teeth. So it's terrible. It's terrible. Why would I do that to myself?
That's all you can do at that age.
But that's, I'm saying, if I knew, like, if I know what it was, what it's like to chew, and then knowing that I'm actually eating baby food, like going back.
That's why
and
you hate. Like, this is why you know, he hate.
What if that is what happens? Because, like, once you get a certain age, you go back to how you was as a baby. Like you, mm-hmm. you eating baby food unless you get veneers or dentures. But you eating baby food, you forgetting everything. It's hard to walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say you twice a child. That's what they be saying.
That's what they be saying, or that's what they said.
That's what they be saying. Their ancestors. That's what they said.
Oh man, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't know. Would y'all want to be in a world where you can get whatever, like whatever you wish you could get?
We live in that world.
No, but like I mean, like there was
like Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes, mm-hmm. like that.
Is it by the guidelines of the Fairly Odd Parents? Because he had to have a terrible life, and like you have to have a terrible life in order to get the Fairly Odd Parent.
No, let's say everybody was able to get a Fairly Odd Parent.
Everybody don't need nobody Fairly Odd Parents now.
I know.
Yeah. We're about to look crazy.
But
I'm gonna be in an indestructible bubble, like not even a bubble, just a suit. Like I'm gonna be like, I am indestructible.
What if everybody could get it, but not everybody knew about it or knew how to? Only certain people knew how to unlock it or how to.
Sound like meditation to me.
Yeah. I mean, yes, but I'm talking about like they appear like poof.
I don't know, man.
Masculine, your divine feminine, once they come together.
They make.
I mean, it might not be that bad because I mean, if you think about Fairly Odd Parents, every single thing he wished for, he ends up unwishing for because he realizes it ain't even that great.
Yeah.
Or like, it destroyed the world.
Yeah. He's like, you know, let me go back. This the world is okay how it is. It's not that bad.
He made everybody a gray blob.
And you know what they said? Yeah, I'm the grayest. Yeah. You're not the grayest. It's like this, what? Y'all are all gray.
They was the same shade of gray.
Mm-hmm. The same height. Well. They ain't have knees.
Oh,
they was bald too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was ugly. And it was all walking all slow.
Ew. Ew. I don't know. I think it would be cool, but I also think that as a child, especially, it's like, what if, like, as a child, I feel like I would have wished for a lot of things that I just didn't need. But also, I probably would have wished for some really good stuff. I would be teleporting right now.
You can teleport.
With my clothes. With all of my clothes. And my belongings.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that would be cool. I'm glad we don't have that, though. Not like that.
Your divine masculine and your divine feminine, they come together, you get whatever you want.
I'm talking about the Fairly Odd Parents.
You are your own Fairly Odd Parent. Click your knees together.
Click your knees. click your kneecaps together. How would I do that if I was with the kneecap man? No kneecap. I can't click my kneecap.
Then you wouldn't get the wish.
That's crazy.
Only people with kneecaps are eligible.
Click my knees together.
Whatever they like. Click your knees together three times.
Quick money. What you said to me the other day? Is that like a spell?
I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I did say that.
I told you to spin around in a circle. Exactly. I don't remember what I told you to say. I didn't get to what... And I said, then you'll be off work.
That is how I can spell.
I don't know why we're like this, but we are.
Oh man. What if for every wish you forget a year of your life at random?
I don't like that.
I don't think I'll wish for anything once I realize that
I'm forgetting everything. You'd be like, I forgot about something. He's like, you don't remember going to you said this was the best year of your life. I forgot the best year of my life.
I would have made 28 wishes by now. Just would have been like, who am I?
But I was gonna say, maybe it's like you don't forget just the years now. You may forget like one year in the future. Like you just
It could be future or past.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be right this second, but it could be. I remember everything right now, and then next year it's blank.
When you wake up
and it's 2024,
I'll be like, I wish I remembered everything.
And then you forgot.
You forget another year. God!
They said like everything but sex.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that because I'm like, I'm really big on memories. Like, I enjoy the memories. Or even like taking pictures and stuff and knowing what it was from. I guess like going down memory lane and stuff like that. So I don't know. Or I would use my. I would use my wishes very sparingly. Mm. At that point.
What if, in order for you to remember everything, you had to take a picture?
Pictures are worth 1,000 words because they got memories and stories to them. Yeah. I just started thinking about that when she started talking about taking pictures, and I was thinking about when you looking at pictures, and I'm like, oh, I remember this day. This was and I was like, wow, that's real. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fine. Picture me. I took a picture yesterday.
You took a picture yesterday?
I took a picture yesterday so I can see where I am right in this moment, messy hair and everything, to where I'm going to be at the end of the 12 weeks, like how I'm going to look, how I'm going to feel. I got to write about it too, like where I'm at currently. Mm-hmm. Then after 12 weeks, I'm like, yeah, I did this, this, and this. I got this going. I can fly. I remember everything.
Word.
My divine masculine and my divine feminine, they together now. I could press teleport.
Every time I was about to say something, you said something else, so I was just like, let me stop.
I'm done.
All right, I'm just going to say, I'm not going to do that. Well, I might take a picture, but, I mean, I was actually taking pictures yesterday, but that was, I was sitting on the couch upside down. That's a whole nother story. I was just thinking, like, I probably won't write where I'm at now just because with the morning pages, I'm writing every day. So I'll probably just refer back to, like, today. And then, like, by the end of the 12 weeks, I'll look back and see and just see all the progress regardless. It's like I'm notating it regardless because I'm doing my morning pages. So
this got nothing to do with nothing. Yesterday, I had watched The Man from Toronto. It's a Kevin Hart movie on Netflix. I was actually laughing. I didn't expect for it to be. It's not even that funny. I was just laughing. It's just some parts. Kevin Hart kind of funny. Hey, Kevin, if you're watching this, keep doing your thing.
Hey, Kevin, if you didn't know you was funny, you funny.
I was upstairs, like, I was in my room. I didn't even really want to laugh, but it was just certain stuff I just had to laugh at. You doing your thing, boy.
He has some good, like, movies and stuff that he has on Netflix. He got some good stuff on Netflix.
Yeah, Kevin is always, to me, Kevin Hart is always funny. He's like regular people. People are funnier when you don't tell them to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, you try to tell somebody to be funny on command, and it's like, that wasn't that funny.
Yeah. I didn't expect to like laugh. Like, I'm actually laughing. I was like, that was good. It was like the food yesterday.
Oh.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was just good. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, I wanted to give it a 7.5, but it was just certain nuances that I...
That you enjoyed.
Yeah, and it was just good. Like, Kevin, you're doing your thing.
Oh, that's man. Funny. That's real funny. Yeah, he got some good stuff on there. When I get some time, probably after this 12-week year, I might, or maybe during it, I might watch some stuff, but...
Yeah, this is probably my last time. Like, just actually, this is my first time just sitting down doing nothing in a long time. So, just, and it was still early. Like normally, when I'd be like, I stayed up late. It's like 4 o'clock. Yesterday it was 12:30. I'm like, stayed up past my bedtime. Stayed up watching the movie. It was worth it. 12:30. Wow.
That's how I was yesterday.
When I came downstairs, everything was off. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I had to. I was trying to do stuff I was playing the keys. I was like, I told myself I was going to do something with my schedule, and I was like, you know what?
My schedule actually fine. I was trying.
I forgot about stuff on my schedule. If y'all don't know what we're talking about, we are about to go into a 12-week year.
By the time y'all see this, we are going to be in the midst of the 12-week
year. Yeah, actually, yeah. By the time you see this,
probably be in our first 4 weeks. Done with our first 4 weeks.
Yeah, we'll be done. We should be done with our first 4 weeks by the time you guys see this. So, we're doing the 12-week year. If you haven't read the book by Brian Moran.
Yep. And Michael Lennington.
And Michael Lennington. Check out the book. Read the whole thing. If you decide to do it. Yeah, before you start to do a 12-week year, read the whole thing. Because we did not the first few times. But we did this time. And it's getting different.
Yeah. I don't know how we try to apply things without finishing. Like, thinking about just that in general, it's like, going in and watching half a movie and then going back and being like, all right, this is what the movie is about. It's going to be this. And it's like, you didn't even finish the ending. You don't even know what it's about. It's like doing spark notes for a book in school.
It'd be like a thing of, I have an idea of what I'm going to do, what I have to do, what I need to do to get here. So all I just need, once they say this, this, and this, I'm like, oh, all right, I could do that. It's like cooking. If I look at the instructions, I'm not trying to read paragraphs, articles about what to do. Just tell me ingredients, what to put the oven on, how long it's supposed to cook. And then I'm going to put the ingredients in how I see fit.
Mm.
That's how I cook.
Mm.
She said, mm. That explains it. That's what she looks like.
I was going to say, it depends on what I'm making. It just depends. Sometimes I could do that. Certain things would be like, nah, let me actually go in order because it comes out different when you go in order versus when you don't. But I will say, I think that sometimes it's a thing where, because, you know, it's kind of like an instructional book. It's not like that instructional. It's like explaining everything. But in the context of like doing research and going to school and stuff, a lot of times we research stuff, but we take what we need and we don't read the rest of it because it doesn't apply. So we're like,
but sometimes you won't know if it applies until you get to the end of the book. That's why
I know, but I think a lot of times we go into it with that mindset, especially like if you like finish school and all that stuff, like you just like, or if you don't read that often, like you're not reading the book to read the whole book, you just like, I'm trying to get this. Try to change my life. Let me get what I need out of this and then be done. You just be like, all right, 12-week year. Let me split this up in 12 weeks. I can write goals. All right, cool. And then just go and it be wrong.
Yeah, like I just imagine like if my dentist only read half the book.
Right.
Was like, yeah, you all right, you take the tooth out. You just, yeah, okay, boom. And then they just out here. It's like, whoa, you aren't supposed to do that. Give him some anesthesia. Put him to sleep. But like,
the rest was on experience. got it out the mud.
Right.
Like, that would be wild.
But I feel like sometimes you can do that depending on what it is. But, like, with this, because it literally breaks down every single part of it, I'm glad we actually read the book this time. Because the first time, we didn't read the book. We just watched somebody's YouTube video and was like, we got it.
Once I seen that, she was like, I didn't get through the entire book yet. I'm working my way through it. I watched the master classes and stuff on it. So I made this. I'm like, that's why you always look like mom.
But because I'm just thinking about all of the stuff that, especially with the instructional, specifically with instructional stuff, I don't know how we go forward with stuff. Like, think about Atomic Habits, right? If we only read the first half, I was like, all right, cool, we good. You missed the entire second half where he talks about the downside of good habits. You sitting there like, or like you know, once you get here, you might encounter this. And then now you encounter it, and you're like, I don't know why that didn't work. I did everything he said in the first half. Like, I walked all the way up here. Next thing you know, it's supposed to be.
I hear what you hear.
I heard what you heard, too.
Pardon us.
Please hold.
Squirrel on the roof.
I'm sorry.
But it sounded wild. But to go back to the book, Atomic Habits, and sometimes it be feeling like I don't even be finishing the books and stuff because go back to I wish I could remember everything. Mm-hmm. I'll be forgetting most of, like, a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I forget. It's like I read it, but forget it. Probably because I don't use it immediately.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like if we started applying things more immediately, like we're doing with this book, then we'll probably remember it more because we would make, like, if it's an actionable item, a lot of times you remember it because now you're incorporating it into your life. Versus, oh, I just read this thing and, like, I thought it was cool type of thing. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like
there's ways to do it. I learned it from Reading Limitless. That was another reason why I read that book, was so I could remember. I was like, I'm tired of reading all these books and
not
remembering when to pull this out.
Yeah, but I think that us actually going through this time and, like, really, really, like, I don't know. I'm proud of myself at this point. Yeah, my plan is going, it's being planned.
Yeah, I'm just proud about the planning. I never planned for anything before. Not like this. Yeah, I had ideas. Like, yeah. Okay, this. Okay, if I get here, I know what to do. Like that. But, like, to actually plan and write stuff out, like, okay, this here, we're going to do this for this amount of time, and then I'm going to finish this, and I'm going to move on to this, scratch this off the list, boom, boom, boom. Then for the next set, I'm it's like everything just built on top of each other.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I agree. I'm excited, and I've never planned to this degree, but I'm just excited for it. And it's almost like before this, it was like somebody gave you the Krabby Patty formula, and then somebody would come over and ask, "How you make the Krabby Patty?" It's like, I know it's somewhere. I have
it. It's like the episode of SpongeBob when he was in his brain.
Yes.
Clean everything.
Yeah, that's literally what it used to feel like with the information. It's like, I read about this somewhere. What book was it? What page? And it's like, now it's like, oh, you said you need a Krabby Patty? Well, lucky for you, I've been planning for this moment. Here you go. Here's the formula. And it's just, you know, that's how it feels now. It's like, I'm prepared. That's pretty much what it is. It's like,
and it's the fact that I got so much time, it's like, wow. I had, like, it's mad time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time. Like, focusing on one or two things a day, it's like, okay, I do work, but I have mad time to do whatever I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like right now, because now I got to tweak my schedule, but it's just because I forgot about an appointment. But it's like, it's so much space on there that I was just like, I'm supposed to be filling this with things to do. And it's like, nah. But I one thing that I'm really happy about is, like, I've planned things before. This is the most in-depth that I ever planned anything, I will say, for myself. And I'm, like, really happy that this is for me. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with anybody else, no other events or anything. Like, this is just me planning for me. And it's kind of, it's very cool. And also, like, it's not as overwhelming as I thought it would, it was potentially going to be, because I'm, like y'all said, we're focusing on, like, one or two things at a time versus trying to do everything at once. Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm enjoying it so far. I'm proud of myself.
And committing to stuff without distractions. Like, committing to do stuff and eliminate the distractions. Amazing. That's about to be my first time using focus mode.
Oh, I've been setting mine up, what? Like changing
it. I love it. Doing today, but
I finally figured out how to change the screen.
Yeah, it's, oh, that's one of my favorite things.
Oh, man.
Because that's how, literally, when it hits a certain time, that's how I know, I'm like, all right, you know what? This is the end of the, end of my meditation time. Oh, snap. I do got to send out a message. Boom, boom, boom. Or it'd be like, I don't see any messages. And I'm like, I wonder why I didn't see any emails until. Because my phone didn't show me any. I got a new picture. It didn't show me any notifications.
But, like, the home screen, I was able change the different apps that appear. Yeah, I didn't know that I could do that before. Yeah. So now, like, for my work mode, it's, like, only stuff pertaining to, like, music or Crafts by Co. And, like, I have my messages there just in case. But it's just, like, stuff that actually goes with me working, not social media and other stuff that I don't need. It's cool. Mm-hmm. And I put a schedule on it.
A schedule?
Schedule. I ain't put a schedule on the work one yet, but I'm still adding focus mode, but it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so I mean, I guess we'll let you guys know how the 12-week year goes. Word. But if you haven't already, make sure you read that book. But also, if you haven't already, make sure you join the book club. Mm-hmm. Breeze can tell you more about it.
So, in the book club, oh, let me get the spill together.
Gotta get that recall up. Get that recall up.
Word.
So, the book club, it is a book club of like minds. It's the book and book club stands for building our own kingdom. That's exactly what we're doing. Great vibes, great conversation with amazing people. Again, like minds come together and speak on the context of the book. All the books are based around mindset and growth and mindset.
Yeah.
And we meet every Sunday in Discord at 7 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time.
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yep. We on the mountain as you right now. And then the next book will be, I have no idea, but we will find out.
Yeah, we'll find out at some point when we get closer to the end of this book. But in the meantime, did you guys have any final thoughts on wishes, on planning, on anything else? Just anything.
Good. Wrap it up then.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us. Comment below. Let us know if you had a wish, what would your wish be? Anything in the world, what would your wish be right now in this moment? Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Mm-hmm. And for the low, low price of $3 a month, you too can watch this podcast live. And you can join in on the conversation, because we do record these podcasts at least 1 to 2 months in advance. You'll also get access to our food review show.
Who made this?
The one time I actually paused for it.
The floor is yours.
You'll also get access to our food review show.
Who made this?
And other behind the scenes content that we have in the works for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us again for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Get on my motherfucking face.